The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now take a little listen to this.
Sean?
It's all right. Just cooking some breakfast.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but it's breakfast time back home.
That's it. I'm going to travel. Dad, grab that globe. Spin it. Pick a place.
Bali.
Harness. Bali Harness.
Would you like some more?
No.
Hey, Dad.
Who's taking the horse to France?
While for him, well, we were just mates. Then, out of the blue, he asked me to this charity ball thing. And I texted him, just for a joke, really. Is this a date? And he texted back. I don't know. Is this?
And they are some of the most memorable ads, certainly, that I think have been on Irish television in the last couple of decades. But the ad that has been voted people's favourite advert of all time. Do you remember this one? The Cadbury's drumming gorilla. It was the big gorilla playing and a doom, doom, doom. That's going to EastEnders. You know, the Air Tonight, but the Phil Collins one. Doom, 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 doom. Anyway, that's a really bad impersonation. We might try and get the clip of the actual gorilla ad. It would be good. But what makes an ad stand out and be memorable? For more on this, I'm joined by Claire Hyland, the head of insights and strategy at Thinkhouse. Good evening to you, Claire. We were thinking about this in the office earlier, and I was talking about Sally O'Brien and the way she might look at you, or the dancing Guinness guy, or even the Guinness on the surfer guy. Like, why do we fall for certain ads and they kind of stay with us?
Hi, Ciara. Yeah, a great variety of ads there, but they certainly have one thing in common, and that's that they're emotionally resonating to people. And I guess all the ads do it in very different ways, but some of the fundamentals are maybe music that people as humans instinctively connect with. They have humor, they have characters that people relate to, and they have stories that really connect on a human level. And I think the best brands are just consistent in terms of telling those stories, but ultimately making them recognizable to their own brand so that the way that they do it is very distinctive. So you're not just hearing or seeing something that's fun and entertaining. The end result is actually you're going to, in time, potentially remember that brand, whether it's a Cadbury's or a Heineken or a Guinness or whomever it may be.
Or of course, a Kerrygold, because you're talking about stories. Those who's taken the horse to France and the old lady, yeah, I'm going to be serving now in a minute. There was kind of an unfolding, yeah, romance around that kitchen table. Yeah. And there was a series of ads. And I used to get like relatively excited when a new one came out. It was like the next chapter of a story.
Yeah, indeed. And you're almost waiting for the ads to come on. But yeah, I guess these are stories, but they all relate back to maybe what's at the essence of the brand or essentially the brand value. So in Kerrygold examples, or a brand like Barry's Tea, you know, it really, yeah, is about connection.
The small talk and the all talk and all. Yeah, the Barry's Teas were another kind of an unfolding story, weren't they?
Yeah, so that example there that you had about the date, but I guess when you look back over the history of the brand in terms of, you know, its decades of communication, it's all focused on storytelling that really is representative of the brand as being tea of Ireland. So you're seen as an Irish person, potentially yourself reflected back in these stories that are all about belonging, community and connection. And I think anyone who kind of nearly sees themselves or connects with it automatically potentially will remember that brand. And when they go to pick up a brand in the supermarket, you know, that's the brand they might go for.
Nostalgia seems to be a big thing in ads, yeah, doesn't it? Like the sort of that we heard the one there, the Galty, he's frying up his sausages. It's breakfast,
yeah,
time back home. Or Sally O'Brien and the way she used to look at you, that was kind of nostalgic. Somebody, yeah, out in Saudi thinking of you know, the local pub. Or that particularly, we played it at the top there, the ESB ad where it was actually Alan, yeah, Hughes from TV3, from Virgin rather. And, you know, I think I'm going back to the place of my youth. And the music is evocative and it's all those, yeah, thoughts in our heads of going home for Christmas to our family. It's a kind of a tugging of a nostalgic heartstring, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting to think of when those ads came to market, because a lot of them were in the 1990s, and that was at a time maybe where you had a lot of Irish people actually living abroad. So straight away, there's a cultural connection and a relevance there. When I think of an ad that, you know, we worked on recently for Keelings, you might remember the Bewitched song.
Yeah, I do.
Sorry,
yeah.
Really bad music attempt there. But, you know,
very good.
Yeah, way better than me here. But, you know, it's that instant connection that people might connect through the song. But ultimately, the objective in terms of the story we're trying to tell is actually when you bite into a gorgeous Keelings strawberry, it's that feeling that you get in terms of that joyful, positive feeling. Yeah, but music can do that. You
music
know?
Is brilliant. Jingles are brilliant. Hang on, we actually have the Cadbury's top ad of all time, and we're just going to play it here for a sec. The hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. Some strangers to you and me. And that was the gorilla playing the drums, as a la Phil Collins there. Music is key, isn't it? Because like one of the ads that always stands out in my mind is Penny's got a whole lot of things for Christmas, and it's just it's in my brain, the jingle.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what brands and marketeers want, that, you know, you're a memorable brand at that point of purchase, and that potentially the brand, you know, your sentiment or feeling towards it can change essentially based on the communication or the music. But that gorilla advertising one was like broke all convention. Firstly, in the sense of it was really long. They didn't actually have any branding on it, but they did have the distinctive color codes of the purple for Cadbury. But I think at the time, which was especially just groundbreaking, was the fact that marketing and advertising itself had become quite rational and boring. So this was something that was totally out there, and actually creatively, like, there was a huge risk. Like, is this going to flop? But I think sometimes, you know, the things that you can't actually measure in terms of, like, if you went into boardroom and said, so we're going to put this giant gorilla to Phil Collins.
How do you sell that exactly
that,
to your clients or the room? Loads of people are texting in, Claire, about humour. Declan says, happiness is a cigar called Hamlet. Great ad, music and humour. Someone else says, the new little ad with the talking ads, class, puts a smile on my face every time I see it. I'm reminded of the Kit Kats ad, have a break, have a Kit Kat, and every time the person turned their back, the pandas would go bananas behind him, and then he'd turn back around, they'd disappear. We do look a bit of a laugh from an ad too, don't we?
We do. And actually, there's a lot of data now in terms of marketing effectiveness to categorically say that humor works. It engages people's attention and increases likability. And actually, from a brand and a business perspective, the more entertaining, the more emotionally connecting your ad is, the more humorful it is, the more likely it will cut through, resonate with people. And, you know, we have listeners being able to cite particular brands and their communication. So it's obviously working.
Yeah, obviously is. Look, thank you very much for coming on and joining us on all of that. That is Claire Highlander, Head of Insights and Strategy at Thinkhouse.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.